Tonight's year's sponsor, Levecha Nishmas, Bensian Guzman's grandfather, Shul Ben Isaac Alevi, Nosham Rashab and Aliyah.
Right.
Okay, today's year is called 100 Blessings, which is Mea Brachas. Mea Brachas is a chiyuv brought down in Shulchan Aruch. One has to make 100 blessings a day. In the Sefer Mitzvah HaMea Brachas Kolchasa, it brings down that we see today, unfortunately, many different types of sicknesses. And people die young. And it's very, very unfortunate. And the Sefer, he writes that the son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Rav Yitzchak Yeruchim Baridansky, said that a sick person came to him and asked him, what should he do? Came to Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rav Shlomo Zalman said that you have to be mechazik in the Mea Brachas. The 100 Brachas helps sicknesses become better. That's what he said. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was so makbid. Even in his last year of his life, he was very weak. He was very, very makbid on making sure that he does the Mea Brachas. What is this Mea Brachas? You have to do 100 blessings. Now, before even we start the source, we are the makar of the Mea Brachas, I want to tell you that 100 is a real number. What does that mean? The Brisker Rav always was makbid on making sure that he did a Mea Brachas, because the Talacha, as we will see, found in Shulchan Aruch.
Did he count it?
He sure did. Not only that, he held, let's say somebody only gets to 97 brachas. He knows I'm going to only get to 97 brachas. Is it worth it making another bracha in order to be able to get, well, I almost got to 100. Let me get closer. Says the Brisker Rav, no. If you're not going to get to 100, don't even try. What would be the nafkamina? Well, is it worthwhile for me to pay, let's say, mafter for Yom Kippur, so this way I can go ahead and say a few more brachas? This way I could be yaitzeh. So the Brisker Rav would want to get maftir, let's say on Rosh Hashanah, but in Yom Kippur, where he felt he's not going to get it anyway, he's not going to make up to 100 anyway, for him, he did not come out, he would take Levi, because the Briskers are Levian.
Yes.
This is the Yesod that we see, that 100 is a real number that you have to get. Well, let's see. So we start off with the Gemara Menachat Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Gemara Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis on the second paragraph of page 1 brings down Tanya by the underline. A person is required to say 100 brachas every day. How do we know? Shenem, like it says in the pasuk. What is Hashem asking from you? How do we see from the words that you have to do 100? Brachas doesn't say, it just said you have to do 100 brachas. Rashi says, ma doesn't mean ma, it means mea. What did Hashem change the word ma, added that aleph over there?
Yeah, ma is only 45.
That is, ma turned into mea, mea is 100. Now the Gemara continues, what about on Shabbos? So Rav Chiya b'Rei the Rav Avya b'Shabbatu v'yeh metavi on Shabbos and Yontif. He would fill up the lack of his brachas with smelling besamim or gishmaka treats. Okay, Gemara. To Rashi's way of learning ma is mea, we got that way. Taisus has a few different shakim. Taisus on the right, Shalom Imach, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Dahavi mole. The word shayel in Mali, v'yesh mea oisius, that means shayel had a vav in it. Instead of sha'al, it's shayel with a vav. And this way, it has 100 letters in the pasuk. 100 letters in the pasuk. An interesting thing. Marsha malkech shayel mi'imach is in that pasuk, not like Rashi. That's one shot of Taisus. V'yesh mefarshim the ma oila ba'at bash mea. Some people explain that ma in at bash is mea. So Oren, we have Rashi's shot, that ma just means mea, just read it as mea. We have Tyson's verb shot that if you learn the word shayel as a male, the word shayel with a vav, you would have 100 letters in the pasuk. And the third shot is atbash. What does atbash mean? That in a certain form of gematria, which you have to understand why it works like that, aleph is tough, beit is shin. So let's think about mem and hey. What is mem and what is hey? Mem turns into yod, and the hey turns into tzadi. What's tzadi plus yod? 100. Tysus has more than two answers. So Tysus' first answer is 100 letters in the pasuk. A second is in the Atbash, Ma is Mea, and then he brings down Rashi's Shah. Vakunchas Pirish Al Tikri Ma Ela Mea, Klamer Shachayiv Kuf Brachas. Okay. And then Tysus ends off with another shot that the Ma is not Ma, it's Mea because it's going to be 100 letters. V'yesh b'farshu k'dei l'hashlam Mea b'yus yisrael v'chein karis Mea reiku. Somehow the Ma turns into Mea with 100 letters, a little bit of shver of the last answer of Tysus. Okay, we have a source in the passage. Now, is this Dairaisa? Is this a... No, it's not. We're learning it out from a pasuk. And who's talking? Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, somehow from that pasuk we learned that the chiyuv to go ahead, and especially according to Rashi, that Ma actually is read as Mea. So it seems like that it's Moshe Rabbeinu is talking. Well, that's what it seems like. Well, all would be good, but we have the tour. The tour in Simon Memvav. We have the tour. Who was the tour? Who was he the son of? The Rosh. He was the son of Rabbeinu Ash. So we bring down the Tanya, Ayramir Aymer, the third paragraph on page one. Meya Brachot, that's in the middle. Chayvad and Levar Pachol Yoim. Vesamchum al Drasha Psukim. And he was Saimachit on the Psukim. Seemingly making Saimachit means an Asmachta that it's not a Chi of Dairaisa. An Asmachta is not a Dairaisa. That's what we see in the Torah. Comes along the Torah and adds on something very interesting. Veheshivan Nitranoi, Reish Mesifta, the Masamachtia, the Rosh Yeshiva, Masamachtia, Rav Nitranoi. He was one of the Geoinim right after the Gemara, the Geoinim. David Amalch, Allah Vashalom, Tikame Abrachas. This Rav Nitranoi is really found in Medrash Tanchuma, brings this thing that David Amalch was the one who instituted it. What happened? So the Torah, if you take a look at the second page, says a pasuk in Shmuel, Dechsev Hukam Ol. Noma Gever Hukam Ol, which means David Amalch was Hukam Ol. What is Ol Gamachia? He established Ol is Ayin, Lamed, 70 and 30, 100. He established 100 brachas. The Gamachia may have. Why? So the Torah explains that every single day 100 people were dying. And they had no idea why. So what did he do? He figured out Ruach HaKodesh. What? What did he find out? I don't know. It doesn't say. It doesn't seem like they did anything wrong. But he had to fix up a problem. He was Mesakim Mea Brachas. If a Chum were Mesakim the Brachas, I'll say there Ha'ilam Ha'Nagasai. Okay.
Was this 100 soldiers during the war?
100 people, doesn't say that. 100 in the first. Now, I have a question on the tour. The Lashon of the tour is bothering me. The tour says that David HaMelech was Mesak in the brachos. Okay, somehow 100 brachos correspond to the 100 people dying. What does the Lashon of the tour mean? That he was Mesak in the brachos? What is the Lashon? Al Seder Ha'olam Van Hagasai. Al Seder Olam. What does that mean? What did the Torah try to bring out over there? On the Seder of the world and the Hanhaga. We have to understand what that means. And then the Torah ends. The Torah ends off that you have to be careful to do it. And don't do less. But if you add on, it's a good thing. Fine. I thought that the Torah. Now, we have to ask ourselves the following question. Number one, is it David HaMelech who was Mesakin it? Or was it Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin it? Well, if we're learning it out from the Pesukim, so was it Moshe Rabbeinu or was it David HaMelech? Now you could say, wait, it wasn't really Moshe Rabbeinu, it's really Midrabanan, and it's really David HaMelech who was Mesakin it. And Rav Meir is just saying something over from what David HaMelech was Mesakin. what he was mesakin Ruach HaKodesh, and David HaMelech was mesakin it on the Pesukim Va'atam Hashem Elokecha Shel Mimach. Again, we have a problem over here. What the problem is, you have Pesukim, the Torah, that tell us that you have to do 100 brachos. Then you have this David HaMelech doing it. Well, who did it? Is it? So we're answering that really those brachos are just Midrabanan, and David HaMelech was the one who instituted it, and somehow we're being Seimech, what David HaMelech said on it. Okay. It doesn't seem like that from, we'll see in the Rishon. First, I would ask you to turn to page 2 and look in the Bach. The Bach brings down that, what about saying Amen? Could you rely on Amen? What does that mean? You don't make a bracha. Could you rely on Amen? Says the Bach, Klemer, Bach is on the right side. Klemer, Loyus Machal, Kol Adam Alanius Amen. Don't be relying on Amen. Vishloy Varach Basbe. Don't do it that you're relying on Amen. And then he brings what? Well, that's a good question. It's a good question. And the Bach brings down that the reason why the Torah brings down Rav Ridna Trinoi going is, take a look at the first hand on the page over here. The Hevi Mashiv Rav Trinoi Lahiris to teach us. She Nizharin Lavar Chayisam Vla Yismuchu Alanias Amin. Don't rely on Amen. Ki ikas akonas misa me Yisrael b'chol yom. K'may shahaya koydim shetikin David mea brachas elu. Play mahani ani yis Amen elo ame arish ene yedin levar chav yedin yedin tzarech levar. The Bach says something along the lines that you want to know if Amen will help your mea brachas? Maybe. But it's not going to take away the sakana of misa. The sakana of misa, it's not going to help. David HaMelech was mesakein something that was already before. We're saying a little bit differently what we said before. Who was Misakim Mea Brachas? It was David HaMelech, the first one. That's what we said before. Maybe it was David HaMelech who started it. The Bach is clearly saying that David HaMelech did not institute the Mea Brachas. The Bach is saying that David HaMelech was Misakim something that was already before, but he made it stronger. He said, you have to make the Brachas yourself because of the Sakana of Misa. You need to do something more. That's what the Bach says. Exactly what that means, we'll have to explain further.
That we say today, the Takin, when were they established? After David HaMelech's time, no?
Well, yes.
Like all the Shemona Esrei that we say that. Yeah, but that's after David HaMelech. So even the time of Moshe.
Aryeh Leib Perlman Shlita is asking the following question. We have 100 brachas because we have instituted from already the Anshei Knesset Agdoila, Shemona Esrei, and afterwards. In the time of David HaMelech, what brachas did they make? It's a great question. It's a great question. What brachas they didn't have? They didn't have a format of brachas. It's a good question. Another question I want to ask the Olam is: when does the day start for these 100 brachas? Does it start in the night or does it start in the day? I'll give you a very big naftamina. Shabbos, instead of having 19 brachos in Shemayin Esrei, how many do we have? 7. Think about it. 19 times 3 is?
57.
What's 7 times 3?
21.
What's 57 minus 21? 36. 36 brachos you're missing. So you're missing 36 brachos. Do we look at Shabbos by itself, or do we look at it starting from the day and ending at night? Does Friday night Shemayin Esrei go with Friday, or does it go with Shabbos?
It should go
with
Shabbos.
When does the day start? The day starts with Kechav. So you're saying Ma'ariv goes with the next day.
We also have Musaf.
We also have Musaf.
But Musaf doesn't mean the
brachos. Yeah, it does. It's 7 brachos.
Yeah, no.
Same as Shachos.
Yeah, but that's far away from 100.
So the base Yosef, he goes on to explain how to be able to get to 100 brachas. He goes on to explain how to get to 100 brachas. And he explains, first of all, you have a mapple. Let's try to count a mapple. You have Netilas Yadayim, 2. You have Asher Yatzar, 3. Then you have the 15 brachos that you bench in the morning. 3 plus 15 is?
18.
Then you have a kind of shama. Gaimel chasadim toivim, 20. Three brachas on the Torah. Well, it's a shayla if it's three brachas or if it's two brachas.
Gaimel chasadim toivim is part of the 15.
Have three brachas on the Torah. La seik v'harevna. Is harevna considered its own bracha or not?
Part of the davin.
You're right. That Gaimel chasadim is part of it. So we have to minus one. Then there is tzitzis. Anybody keeping chesed? Tefillin. Baruch Sha'amar, Yishtabach, Pirchat Krishma.
During the week's easier than Shabbos. The Shabbos.
So, the Beis Yosef is Cheshbon is that till then you have 32 brachas. Then you have Shemayna Esrei, that's another 57 brachas. Four brachas of Pirchat Hamazon. He comes out that it's 105 brachas.
The one Ashrei and Sar only?
105 brachas a day, yeah, counting with exactly. So if a person actually focuses on it, you'll see you're going to be able to get 105. So he makes the cheshbon. Okay, fine.
There's a chart.
What about, you're the chart, what do you do with Maisa if you don't have, what do you do with Maisa if somebody's fasting one day, this and that? It's not so simple. I would like everybody, if they could turn to the last page for a moment. The last page. If you take a look for a moment, you'll see over here the chart. The chart has Ma'ariv, four brachos of Kriyat Shema, Shemayna Esrei, 19 and 7. You have Kiddush on Shabbos, 2. Tilsi Daim, Hamayz Yibach Samazin, Hamapil, Tilsi Daim, Asher Yastro, Kaina Shama, Brachos HaTayra, Brachos HaShachar, Talis, Tefillin. Baruch Sha'amar, Yishtabach, Kriyat Shema, Shemayna Esrei, Musaf, Kiddush, and Kiddush Yidayim, Hamayitzi, Baruch Tamazin, Tfilas Lachash, which is Shemayna Esrei, and Tfilas Yidayim, Hamayitzi, Baruch Tamazin. So,
Tfilas Lachash is your Shemayna Esrei.
So on a regular day, they come out that you have 89 or 90.
This part of them only make one Baruch Tfilin.
Now, that's without
without eating.
And without any eating. Without any eating. Without any Asher Yotzas. You have how many Asher Yotzas?
One Asher Yotzas.
One Asher Yotzas.
No, it doesn't have the eating on the Yom Kol. It doesn't count.
He has Brichas HaMazon.
Shabbos counts, but not a weekday, it looks like. Of Shabbos.
80
versus 90, 10 death. As far as Ashkenazim counts, the one that
Ashkenazim too. So we have to make a cheshbon. Okay? So we see over here that it's complicated. Okay. So far, so good. So we need to make that cheshbon. We at least institute it in our head. Number one, there's a mitzvah, a chiyuv, of doing 100 brachas. And we're trying to figure out what the source is from. We see a Gemara, we see David HaMelech. And are women mechayiv in this, or women are not mechayiv in this? Good question. Mrs. Lasesha's ban grama. What's man? Not as ban grama. Okay. The day, every day. Please turn back to page 2 and take a look at the rekech. The rekech has another source for the mea bracha. The rekech brings down middle paragraph. Amar Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu says, "Lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu." Rabbanu Shalom. How in the world is Klal Yisrael going to be able to last in the world? So he said, carbon. This is by the Brisket Ben Amasarim. Go ahead and take me, bring carbonus. To Amar Avram, with is not kaim, what's going to be? So he said, say 100 brachas, and I'll consider it like they brought all the carbonus. So the Rekech ends off saying, the 100 brachas are connected, the 100 psukim sheesh b'mikra shebehem kol arba karbonos. 100 psukim that speak about all of the karbonos. If you look on AI, you could ask the AI, because they know everything that we don't know. You ask them how many psukim in the Torah speak about karbonos. They're going to answer you 400. with rekech 100, rekech have to have a certain 100 that corresponds. So we see another source for the mea brachas, not from Moshe Melkech Shalom Ima, not from David HaMelech, rather from this by Brisbane of Asar. Comes along the Rabbeinu Bachaya, and Rabbeinu Bachaya says that really we have three sources from Torah, from Nevi'im, and from Ksuvim. On the right, in Kara Kemach, he brings down number one, Ma'ashe Melkech Shalom Ima. And he also brings down what the Torah said, Ne'um HaGever Hukam Ol, Ol of Gematria 100. That's from Nevi'im. And from the Ksuvim, he brings down, Ki Chein Yivarech Gover Yirei Hashem. So a man should bless Hashem. Ki Chein, Ki Chein is Gematria 100. Ki Chein, 100 Yivarech Gover. But then he said a very fascinating thing. We ask the question, who instituted it? Whether David HaMelech instituted it, and we're just being Samicha on what Vata Masha Malkecha Shalom Mimach. We saw from the Bach a little bit differently, because the Bach says that David HaMelech had to like make a stronger takana that you can't be yotzi with Amen. If you take a look by the hand in Karakemach, he says a very interesting thing. It came from Moshe Rabbeinu. And then what happened? And afterward they forgot it. And David HaMelech reinstituted it, and then they forgot it again. Twice it was forgotten. Moshe Rabbeinu did it, they forgot. David HaMelech did it, and they forgot. And then the Chachmei Talmud. Seemingly, according to Rabbeinu Bachaya, it was all one takana. It was just forgotten. This is the way Rabbeinu Bachaya says. Then Rabbeinu Bachaya said the Kabbalistic idea. Let's think about the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud, he's called it Meruba. Meruba means squared. Yud, 10 times 10 is 100. What is, keep the numbers in your head. What's Hey, 5 times 5?
125.
What's Vav? 36.
125
plus 36 is? 151.
161.
161. What's the last hey? 5 times 5 is?
25-1.
161 plus 5 is?
186.
186. The letter that represents 100 is?
Kuf.
Kuf. Kuf. Kuf. Vav Pei is? 186. So the Mea Brachas. Kuf.
Vav Pei, what do you say, Kuf?
If you spell out the word,
it's 186. So Mea Brachas, which is Kuf, if you spell out Kuf, and it's 186, that is HaKadosh, the name Yod Kei Vav Kei squared. And a Kabbalistic love. And he brings down in the Sefer, a Kabbalistic Sefer called Oisius Rebbe Kiva, that Kuf means creation. The letter Kuf is Boire. The letter Kuf is Boreh. What? The Karakemach. If you take a look, two lines from the bottom of the Karakemach, it says, Matzin of Alpha Beis, the Rabbi Kiva, Kuf Zeh Boreh. After he explains this idea that I told you. And he says, the world was created with 10 utterances. Umevnei Shabbasar, Mamorit Nivra Oilom. Anumavarchim, Esther Brachas, Kenegat, Kol Maimor Maimor. Meaning, you have Asar Mamorit, 10 times 10 is 100. So, the idea of creation is something squared. Why the Asar Maimor is squared. And that's why for each Maimor you need 10 brachas. And that's why Kuf is Yud Kei Vav Kei squared.
Well, why is it square? Where did he get that from?
Did he get that from? Good question. I can't answer you. But we see over here, what are we extrapolating from Rabbeinu Bachaya? We see that Asara Mamarais, the ability to create life, is lies within the power of the brachas, the 100 brachas you do a day. The ability to create life, Asara Mamarais, we're doing 10 brachas connected, 100 brachas connected, 10 connected each mimer, and somehow that holds within it the ability of creating life. And think about it. David HaMelech, people died. People were dying. So when you do 100 brachas, then it stops. It comes to the core of creation. You go to the core of creation. This is a very, very important, very, very important karakem. Now, the Ben Ashchai. The Ben Ashchai, I would like you to look at the Ben Ashchai. There are two Ben Ashchai that we have. I'm asking you to look at the last one. How he explained.
What is the Shana Rishona? What is the Shana Rishona? What does that mean, Shana Rishona?
It's in his Sefer.
Name the Sefer Shana Rishona?
Like how he presents his chapters. Ma toivu elecha Yaakov, says the Ben Ashchai, ma, remember ma Hashem lekecha shalom imach, so ma also means mea. Tevas ma koyel al mea brachas, k'moy shem rei nuzal, al pasuk v'at Yisrael, ma Hashem lekecha shalom imach, al tekri ma al mea. So he said like this, ma is going to make toivu elecha Yaakov. V'zeh al yidei ma, he mea brachas toivu elecha Yaakov, yistal kamavis. Ma takes away the mavis, which is oil. Ma makes toivu oil lecha. Instead of tumas oil, which is tuma, which is death, the mea brachas takes away death. And not only that, we get Eretz Yisrael through mea brachas. We get Mishkan Nesech Yisrael. Unbelievable. So he says two things. Ma, the 100 brachas is Toivu makes good. Ayalecha Yaakov takes away that. I so brought down in a sefer that Rab Yaakov Meir Shechter gave my father probably 20 years ago, and he has a sefer on making brachas, and in it he explains the idea brought down from the Levush that we see that the reason why the Meir brachas. What's the pshas? Because death comes when you don't think Hashem enough. That's when death comes. You don't think Hashem enough, meaning you're not thinking. Bracha makes life, and you don't think Hashem enough makes death. So David HaMelech had to make more things. And this happens, this could happen anytime. If there is death, a person has to think Hashem more, instead of complaining more. That's an important thing to understand. Now, Aryeh was pointing out about Ein Kalikenu. If Ein Kalikenu, Shabbos, what do you do? Really, really important. So to go through the halachah of Maisa is very important.
16 brachas.
Yeah.
Considered like a bracha.
Oh, we have to know.
I guess I'll tell us.
But the first thing is to remember that what we're saying, the Bach, the Levush, it's a Dezeira. Constant zera, mea brachas saves a person from death. Before we get to the halacha l'maisa, because the halacha l'maisa is very, very important, how to get to it and what to do on Shabbos and what to do on Yom Tov, I want to say a verse from Ben Sion's grandfather was a Soloveitchik. We'll cover that. I want to say something over from Reb Beryl Soloveitchik. Reb Beryl was the Briskrov's son. I saw this vart similar to this vart from Reb Moshe Shapiro. However, he said it a little bit different than Reb Beryl. Let's take a look at page 4. In page 3, it brings down the Shulchan Aruch Siman Mem Vav, which is very important. But I want to tell you a massive, big vart that needs explanation from Reb Beryl. Let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam brings down in Hilchos Tefillah and Birchos Kehanim and Halacha Yadalid. The Rambam is on page 4, the second paragraph. Between day and night. Interesting lashon of the Rambam that he says Bein Hayom and Bein Laila. Question: where in the world is the Rambam bringing this halacha? Where would you say, Lenny? If I would ask you, where should the Rambam bring the halacha of Me'ah Brachos? What should the name of the chapter be? Hilchos what? Hilchos Brachos. The Rambam does not say it in Hilchos Brachos. Retro Beryl, why not? The Rambam puts it in where? Hilchos Tefillah. That's question number one the Reb Beryl asks. And as I frequent Rav Moshe Shapiro, I'm sure Rav Moshe Shapiro got it from Rebero, but maybe he said it from himself. Remember, Rav Moshe Shapiro sat by the Briskerov for 7 years, Shal Shudas, and he never opened up his mouth. Rav Moshe Shapiro, for 50 years or 60 years, says Shiurim, he used to say 35 Shiurim a week. He'd be going around one place to another place to another place. And he told, I heard this from Rav Moshe Antebi, who writes over Shiurim, that Rav Moshe said he never said over the same Shiur. He always said over something different, a Chneish different. So just understand that he had a lot to say. But he was sitting by the Brisk Rav, you keep quiet. He just keep quiet. And they said over, but I'll say over the story again. He was on the plane, coming back, going to Eretz Yisrael, and he was sitting next to a professor. The professor starts telling him that he said his thesis on this and that, and like, and what? I'm a vice president chair of this and that in this college. And he says, Rav Moshe, so what do you learn in school? Like, what do you learn? He said, I'll tell you what I learned. I learned something that you never learned, something I've been practicing. What? To keep my mouth shut. And he didn't say a word for the rest of the plane ride for another 14 hours. Didn't say a word. Just kept his mouth shut. And avoid it, to be able to listen rather than just to argue. It's an important thing. So Rav Moshe asked this question, why the Rambam putting it in Hilchos Tefillah? The second question asked on the Rambam is that the Rambam himself says an entire amount. The Rambam is Allah Sefer. The Rambam is not busy teaching us how to live, telling us how to figure out math. If you take a look at the Rambam says what the 100 brachas are. Take a look at Allah Yadalit, continue. Elu Shalish, Mahin Mea brachas, Elu Shalish, Esher brachas, Shemanin, and Perak Zeh, the 23 brachas that was in this Perak, Vesheva brachas, Shal Kriya Shema, Shachet, for Arvaz, Vonah, Chorel. And then he goes on, you put on the tzitzis, you make a bracha, he goes weiter, and he makes a cheshbon of the mea bracha. Now, he ends off in halacha tezvav, if you take a look. Bezman hazeh, we'll read halacha tezvav, sheteknu brachas haminim, betfilo v'yisifu atay v'amit brachas hamazen, nimtu chamesh brachas yisirz, we have 5 extra brachas, b'shabaz v'yam tem, shetfilo shev brachas v'mloin nizchayv, we have 7, mloin nizchayv b'shar yam b'chol. If somebody stayed up the whole night, somebody didn't go to the bathroom. Okay. Frecht Reberl Aramaisha Shapiro. Why is the Rambam going through the whole cheshbon? Figure it out yourself. Not the derech of the Rambam to go through the whole cheshbon. Yeah, like why do you mean mefar in each thing? Why?
Let's explain.
To explain why you can't figure it out ourselves. They both ask the same question. Okay. Another question. The Rambam does not bring down Kiddush and Shabbos. The Rambam does not bring down Musaf. Why not? Why doesn't he bring it down? He does bring down Brachas HaMazon. So we have one question. Why did the Rambam put in Hilchos Tefillah? Another question is, why is the Rambam being mafarei to each thing? Why are they specifying the whole cheshbon? Let's figure it out ourselves. And the third question is, why doesn't the Rambam bring down Kiddush and Tfilas HaMusaf? What's the pshat? Says Rebero that the pshat is that the Rambam learned up the chiyuv of the Mea Brachas differently than what we think it is. Question. Let's say somebody decided that they want to say 100 times person who has not dementia, but he forgets quickly. So he's going to make bracha on smell basamim. He'll forget. Smell basamim. He'll forget. Do just 100 brachas on basamim throughout the whole day. He literally, if he eats a mea brachas, I would say, why not? We'll figure out the hefsek. We'll figure it out.
Dementia, that's a whole different situation.
Fine. We'll figure it. Well, practically speaking, we'll figure out we'll figure out how the person would be able to be do it 100 times. That and the late, but he won't do tefillah. He won't daven. No brachas of Torah. He won't be yaitu that. But he'll do 100 brachas on food and brachas for some. Is he going to be yaitu or not? I would say he would be.
Yeah,
comes on Rebero and says, no, the Rambam is saying no. the Rambam is saying it's not a hilchas brachas dikadin. It's a tefila dikadin. Take a look at the second paragraph. This is in Kovis Mesaira, a var from Rebero. Rebero says, the second column, the Anir Mazet, the Inei Rambam, maybe Yechiv, may a brachas, because tefila, this is the second column, last piece on page 4. The loybachos brachos. I'm bringing down a lot of brachos. Tefilas, because the Rambam is all showing that some tefilas ill take the brachos. The varachos of chol ill should gun to other ones. Let's have a little mapo. The nira says Rebero. The chiyav may a brachos who chelik mechiyav tefila. It's not a din in brachos. It's somehow a chelik of tefila. And the yesh chiyav the gimel tefila. You have a chiyav of three tefilas a day. You have a chiyav davening shakras mincha ma'ariv. There is an idea of shakras mincha ma'ariv. The din of tefillah, a person mechuyev to daven. Now, what is the mechuyev to daven? Every day, three tefillahs. Well, you know, part and parcel of the chiyev tefillah is mea brachas. Now, that's a chiddush. He's a little bit more obsessed. One second. Hold on. Frek Ramayisha, what about Musaf? And what about all the parts that the Rambam himself was saying to finish it up? Great question. Says Rebero, says Rebero, you have to know why it works like that. But Mea Brachas, if it's part of the Seder of Tefillah, it has to be something that you do every single day. Something that's from the Seder of the day, then says Rebero that it has to be something that's in the order of the day. That means something that you can do every single day. However, something that's not, A person who gets an aliyah creates a Torah. No, the Rambam doesn't bring it down. Haftarah, the Rambam doesn't bring it down. Kiddush, Ner Chanukah, voice of my sabrashis. Mashana Briyah. That's interesting. My sabrashis, you could do every day if it would thunder every day. Meshana Abriyas, you see a Meshana Abriyas, you could do that every day. Good question.
It's not Shachiyas.
The Rak Elu Adbaram Shem, the Tzrachu B'chol Yoyme B'chol Din Et Tfilu Mashum Chiyat Tfilu. So, I'm not sure exactly what the Vard is. I can tell you what the words are. The Vard is, the Rambam is putting in Hilchot Tfila, it's a Tfila Dikadin more than a Brachas Dikadin. Those are the words. Now, there's another added piece. I would end the Vard there. That if it's a tefillah, then if you don't do tefillah, you're not yet, you can't just go out and do 100 times a summit. Fine. But now he's adding on another piece, which is tefillah equals something that has to do with the Seder Hayyim. And if it's something that doesn't, that's not from the Seder Hayyim, then you don't do. So pretzels, yeah, kiddush now. That
kiddush is part of the Shabbos. Yeah.
So Frek Aryeh, kiddush is also from the Seder Hayyim of Shabbos. But what he's saying is it has to be something that you to do every single day. That is the question. Now, I have a deal from the Torah. You remember, what deal did we make on the Torah? I was asking on the Torah. The Torah says, Rabbi said, this is wild. Listen to what the Torah said. The Torah said, when David HaMelech was Mesakin, how was he Mesakin the Mea Brachas? He was Mesakin Mea Brachas on what? Al Seder Ha'olam V'Hanhagah. On the Seder of the world and the Hanhagah of the world. So perhaps what he means is, we see David HaMelech, the Torah is being medayik something. He's clearly saying that it's not just on a random brachas. It has to be on the way the world goes, on the Seder, the way the day flows. Still, Shabbos, you are right, that's the way the day flows. But you want to say that's not the way every day flows. But Seder Oil Managos comes along with Rav Moshe Shapiro. And Rav Moshe Shapiro wants to say, Gevaldig in the Welt. Says Rav Moshe like this. You want to know the difference between, we have the kash. What was the takana? Was the takana from Moshe Rabbeinu, or was that takana from David HaMelech? Reina B'chaya answered, they forgot it. Twice. What did the Bach say? The Bach said, the David HaMelech somehow invigorated the takana and said, you can't be yotze with amens. Says Ramosha, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was 100 brachas you had to do. It didn't have to do with the Seder of the Veld. Well, you could have done 100 brachas. David HaMelech was misakin it that now is a din in Hilchos Tefillah. It has to be the whole day. It's not just You have to do 100 brachas in Hilchos brachas. It's 100 brachas in Hilchos tefillah. This Varta Rebbe is saying in the Rambam that it's a din in the Seder of the world, and that has to do with the Seder of tefillah. The whole day, Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, the day is a day of tefillah, and you're mashlim to that, and it has to be something that you can do every day. That was the tikkun of David HaMelech. So now we have a var, we have an idea. What would a naftamina be? Well, I can say a naftamina, women machayiv or not machayiv. Maybe that would be a naftamina. We'll have to see. We're going to end off with, we have to know, lemaisa halach lemaisa, hard fact. How are we yoytze mei brachas every day? Like, we have to get the numbers. Let's get the numbers down. But that Amrit Hashem will be next week, or Shabbos Kodesh, we'll see how it is. We'll stop over here, and Amrit Hashem will continue next time.
Look at the last page.
Yes.
That's only extreme thing. I think that's what the meal,
no, he counted for custom Muslim.
Those six, it's counted. It doesn't count any of the
Muslims. Yeah, no, it's six. No.
Wow. Okay. The point was that it's really a me'ikar in a tefillah d'kadin, and that has to do with the Seder Yom. It needs more of an explanation. I have to think more into it, how to say the Vart. But I'll call upon him, Mayur de Galumdus. Can you imagine? You learn Me'a Brachas. You would never think you'd learn this source. Unbelievable. You've got it as you saw, Peter Herbal and Paramitzvahs. Namar, the Nechafetz, the Mansipke, the Paraviyadir.